Welcome back, everybody. Today, we're going to be diving into something I think is super interesting.
Okay.
Aircraft maintenance records.
All right.
Specifically, the FAA's proposed update that's got everybody talking. I know paperwork doesn't exactly scream excitement,
Right.
but this update has the potential to change how aircraft are maintained.
Yeah.
From your small Cessna to a massive airliner,
Sure.
we're going to explore why this matters to you,
Okay.
the listener, and what the future of aircraft maintenance might look like.
Right.
We've got some great insights from industry experts like Rick Perry
Okay.
from the Aircraft Electronics Association and Sarah McLeod of
Yes.
the Aeronautical Repair Station Association to help us kind of understand all the nuances of this.
You know, when you think about it, aircraft maintenance records are like a plane's medical history,
That's a great way to put it.
tracking every checkup, surgery,
Right.
and even a few aspirin along the way.
Yeah.
This proposed update, Advisory Circular 439D,
Okay.
provides crucial guidance on how these records should be kept,
Right.
especially in our increasingly digital world.
It's interesting because this isn't about new regulations, is it?
It's not.
It's about providing clarity on existing rules.
Exactly.
It's kind of like the FAA is saying, hey,
Yeah.
we know the rules are complex,
Right.
so here's a detailed guide on how to actually follow them.
Yes.
But even with that helpful intention,
Sure.
this update has generated some serious discussion, hasn't it?
Absolutely, it has.
What are some of the biggest points of contention?
Well, one of the key points is the way this update handles the FAA Form 8133, also known as the Authorized Release Certificate. Think of it like a birth certificate for aircraft parts,
Oh.
verifying their authenticity and tracing their origins.
Gotcha.
Now, this form has always been important,
Right.
but the update integrates it
Yeah.
more deeply into an aircraft's permanent record.
So it's kind of like the FAA saying, we need to be extra careful about what parts are going into these planes, and we need a clear paper trail.
Right.
Why is this such a big deal for aircraft owners and operators?
Right.
What are the practical implications?
Imagine you're buying a used aircraft.
Okay.
Wouldn't you want to know if the parts used in it are legitimate or
Sure.
meet safety standards?
Yeah.
The 8133 form provides that assurance,
Okay.
and this update makes it even more central to the maintenance process.
Gotcha.
It's all about transparency and accountability,
Huh?
which ultimately benefits everyone
Right.
involved in aviation.
I'm also seeing a lot of buzz about electronic records
Yeah.
and the potential for a paperless future
Sure.
in aircraft maintenance. Is the FAA finally embracing the digital age with this update?
They are acknowledging the shift towards digital,
Okay.
but it's more of a cautious step forward than a giant leap.
Gotcha.
While the update explicitly mentions electronic records
Yeah.
and information systems, it doesn't provide specific guidelines or standards just yet.
Okay.
Think of it as the FAA dipping their toes into the digital pool
Well,
rather than diving headfirst.
baby steps towards a digital future.
That's right.
Why the hesitation, though?
Well, one concern is data security.
Oh.
Aircraft maintenance records contain sensitive information
Right.
that needs to be protected from hacking or tampering.
Yeah.
Imagine the consequences if someone could alter an aircraft's maintenance history.
Yeah, this is a chilling thought.
It would be like giving someone the ability to rewrite a plane's medical chart.
Exactly.
And then there are issues of data standardization and compatibility,
Great.
different manufacturers,
Yeah.
maintenance providers,
Yeah.
and even countries
Right.
might use different systems for
Okay.
storing electronic records.
Right.
We need a way to ensure that these systems can talk to each other,
Yeah.
otherwise we'll have a digital tower of Babel.
So it's not just about replacing paper with computers.
No, it's not.
It's about creating a secure,
Right.
standardized,
Gotta
and
go.
interconnected digital infrastructure for
Exactly.
managing aircraft maintenance
That's
records.
right.
And that's going to take a lot of work.
It is.
Speaking of benefits,
Sure.
let's talk about what these changes could mean
Okay.
for the average aircraft owner or operator.
Yeah, right.
One of the things that jumped out at me is Sarah McLeod's point about the focus on Part 91
Okay.
versus Part 43
Right.
of the Federal Aviation Regulations. Can you explain what those parts are
Sure.
and why this distinction matters?
So Part 43 covers maintenance, specifically the requirements for maintenance providers, like repair stations. Part 91, on the other hand, deals with general operating and flight rules, which apply to aircraft owners and operators.
Okay.
McLeod's concern is that the update seems to blur the lines between these two parts, creating potential confusion, right?
About who's responsible for what when it comes to maintenance records.
So imagine a situation where an aircraft owner thinks their mechanic is handling a certain record-keeping task.
Right.
But the mechanic believes it's the owner's responsibility.
Uh-huh.
That could lead to some serious finger-pointing.
Absolutely.
If something goes wrong.
Yeah.
Couldn't it?
It could.
And that's why industry groups like RSA are pushing for a clear delineation of responsibilities.
They are?
In the final version of the update.
Yes.
They're advocating for separate guidance documents,
mm-hmm.
one for maintenance providers
right.
and one for owner-operators
exactly.
to avoid any ambiguity.
That's right.
Clear guidelines
yeah.
for everyone involved.
It makes sense.
I'm guessing this collaborative approach to crafting regulations is fairly common in aviation.
It is.
Isn't it?
Aviation is an industry where safety is paramount.
Right.
And that requires a constant dialogue between regulators,
mm-hmm.
industry experts, and the people on the front lines.
Right.
In fact, this update wasn't just handed down from on high.
Okay.
11 major aviation groups, including Rick Perry's AEA, requested an extension to review the draft and provide their feedback.
So it's a team effort to ensure that any changes make sense in the real world.
Exactly.
And actually improve safety.
That's the goal.
And that collaborative spirit is evident in the way they're tackling the complexities of electronic records.
It is.
You know, it's a recognition that we're moving towards a more digital future in aviation, but it's got to be done right.
It does.
It's like navigating a plane through a dense fog bank.
Huh?
You need to proceed cautiously with all instruments working and clear communication with everyone involved.
That's a great analogy.
Let's dive deeper into this 8133 form.
Okay.
It's a crucial piece of the puzzle.
It is.
I think it deserves a closer look.
All right. This 83133 form
has been compared to a Carfax report for aircraft parts.
Interesting.
I think that's a pretty apt analogy.
Okay.
It gives you a detailed history of a part, including its maintenance records, repairs, and even where it's been installed before.
Wow.
This kind of transparency is essential for ensuring that only airworthy parts end up in aircraft.
So if I'm buying a used plane, I should be asking for the 8133 forms.
You should.
For any major components.
Yes.
It's like check in the car's maintenance records before you buy it.
That's right.
Okay.
It's all about due diligence.
Gotcha.
You don't want to end up with a plane full of questionable parts.
Right.
And this update is making it clear that these forms are more than just optional paperwork.
Okay.
They're an integral part of an aircraft's maintenance history.
So we've established that the 8133 form is important.
Yes.
And this update is putting even more emphasis on it.
It is.
But how does this actually play out in practice? Let's say I need a new alternator for my plane.
Right.
Walk me through how the 8133 form comes into play.
When your mechanic installs the new alternator, they'll fill out an 8133 form documenting the details of the part, its serial number, any approvals it's received.
Okay.
This form then becomes part of your aircraft's maintenance records.
Gotcha.
Providing a clear and verifiable history of that specific part.
So it's like a chain of custody.
It is.
For that alternator.
Yeah.
From the manufacturer all the way to my plane.
That's right.
And if there's ever a question about its legitimacy or whether it was installed correctly, I have this form as proof.
You do.
Okay.
And that kind of documentation can be invaluable, especially if there's ever an incident or accident involving your aircraft.
Sure.
Investigators will want to know the history of every part,
and
the 8133 form provides that crucial link in the chain.
It's amazing to think about how much information is packed into these seemingly simple forms.
It is.
It's like a detective story unfolding with every entry.
It really is.
And as we move towards electronic record keeping, this level of detail will only increase.
It will.
Imagine having a digital database that tracks the entire life cycle of every part in an aircraft.
Yeah.
From its manufacturing date to its final installation.
That's the goal.
That's incredible.
It is.
It would be like having a Google search for airplane parts.
Exactly.
We're on the cusp of a data revolution.
I think so.
In aircraft maintenance.
Yeah.
Where electronic records coupled with AI and machine learning will transform how we approach safety and reliability. Now, that's a future I'm excited about.
It's an exciting future.
But before we get too carried away with visions of AI-powered planes, let's bring it back to the present.
Okay.
This update has generated some pushback.
It has.
from industry groups.
Yes.
What are some of the main concerns?
One concern is the lack of specific guidance on electronic record keeping.
Go.
While the update acknowledges the shift towards digital,
right.
It doesn't provide clear standards or procedures. Industry groups like Rick Parise, AEA, are advocating for more detailed guidance to ensure a smooth and secure transition to electronic records.
So it's like giving someone a brand new smartphone without an instruction manual.
That's a great analogy.
And another concern is the potential for unintended consequences.
Yeah.
For example, there's a worry that this update could inadvertently increase liability for aircraft owners and operators.
There is.
How so?
Well, if the FAA is placing more emphasis on meticulous record keeping, there's a fear that even minor discrepancies or omissions in those records could be used against an owner or operator in the event of an incident.
Okay.
Industry groups are pushing for clear guidelines on what constitutes a significant discrepancy.
Right.
So everyone understands the stakes.
So it's not just about being thorough.
No.
It's about understanding the legal implications of every entry in those maintenance records.
That's right.
And that's why the dialogue between the FAA and industry groups is so important.
It is.
The goal is to strike a balance.
Yes.
Between enhancing safety and ensuring that the regulations are practical and enforceable.
Right.
It's like walking a tightrope.
It is.
Between meticulousness and flexibility.
That's a good way to put it.
And this tightrope walk is even more precarious.
Yeah.
When you consider the international implications of this update.
Right.
We've talked about how the 8133 form is similar to the ESA Form 1 used in Europe.
Yes.
But harmonizing standards across different countries,
it's a challenge.
It's a complex undertaking.
It is.
Right? Especially in an industry as globally interconnected as aviation.
Absolutely.
What are some of the challenges in achieving international consistency?
Well, different countries have different regulations and languages.
And even different levels of technological development.
Okay.
Trying to create a one-size-fits-all approach is practically impossible.
So it's not just about translating documents.
It's not.
It's about navigating a complex web of legal frameworks and technological capabilities.
That's right.
And that's where organizations like RTASA play a vital role.
They do.
They're advocating for international cooperation and working to bridge the gaps between different regulatory systems.
Right.
It's like being a diplomatic envoy for aircraft maintenance.
That's a good one.
And this diplomatic effort is becoming even more important as we move towards electronic records. Ensuring that electronic systems are compatible across borders is essential for streamlining maintenance processes for international airlines and ensuring the safety of aircraft operating in multiple countries.
Absolutely.
So this update is not just about updating paperwork.
It's not.
It's about laying the groundwork
for a more globalized and data-driven approach to aircraft maintenance.
That's right.
It's a pretty big deal when you think about it.
It is a big deal.
It really is a reminder that aviation safety is a global responsibility.
It is.
Requiring collaboration and a constant pursuit of excellence.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
We've talked a lot about the potential benefits of electronic records and AI.
We have.
But what are some of the potential downsides?
Sure.
Are there any risks we need to be aware of?
Well, one concern is the potential for data overload.
Okay.
As we collect more and more data about aircraft.
Right.
There's a risk that we'll be overwhelmed by information.
Yeah.
Making it difficult to identify the truly critical signals.
So it's not just about collecting data.
No.
It's about being able to analyze it effectively.
Exactly.
And extract meaningful insights.
That's right.
And there's also the risk of over-reliance on technology.
There is.
While AI can be a powerful tool,
it's
important to remember that it's not a silver bullet.
It's not.
We still need skilled human mechanics and engineers who can interpret data, diagnose problems, and make sound judgments.
Absolutely.
So it's about finding the right balance.
It is.
Between human expertise and technological advancements.
Right.
And that balance will be crucial as we navigate this exciting but uncharted territory of data-driven aircraft maintenance.
One thing is clear, though.
What's that?
This update is pushing the industry towards a more proactive and data-centric approach to safety.
It's like we're moving from reactive maintenance, where we fix things after they break, to predictive maintenance, where we can anticipate problems before they even occur.
That's the goal.
That's a pretty big paradigm shift.
It is a big shift.
It is.
It raises some interesting questions.
It does.
About the future of aircraft maintenance. It does raise some interesting questions.
What are some of the questions we should be asking as we move towards this data-driven future?
Well, one question is,
yeah,
who owns all this data?
That's a good question.
Is it the aircraft owner?
Right.
The maintenance provider?
Uh-huh.
The manufacturer?
Right.
Or maybe all three?
Right, a combination.
Yeah, this is uncharted territory.
It is.
And we need to establish some guidelines on data ownership and access.
Because that data is incredibly valuable.
It is.
It could be used to improve aircraft design, develop more effective maintenance practices, and even personalize maintenance schedules based on an individual aircraft's usage patterns.
Exactly.
But with that value comes responsibility.
Absolutely.
And then there's the question of workforce development.
There is.
As aircraft maintenance becomes more data-driven, we need to make sure that mechanics and engineers have the skills and training to work with these new technologies.
Uh-huh.
It's not just about turning wrenches anymore.
It's not.
It's about understanding data.
Right.
Interpreting algorithms.
Yeah.
And collaborating with AI systems.
That's right.
It's like we're moving from a purely mechanical profession to a more data-centric and analytical one.
It is a big shift.
That's a big shift. And it's going to require a lot of training and education.
A lot of training.
It is.
And it's not just about training new mechanics.
Right.
It's also about upskilling existing professionals.
Yeah.
Who may have decades of experience,
mm-hmm.
but need to adapt to this rapidly evolving technological landscape.
Exactly.
Organizations like AEA are already working on developing training programs to address this need.
It's exciting to think about the possibilities.
It is.
But also a little daunting to consider the challenges.
Yeah, but I think the industry is up to the task.
I think so, too.
There's a real sense of momentum
behind
this movement towards a more data-driven future.
I agree.
And there's a lot of collaboration happening.
That's good.
Between regulators, industry groups, and technology providers.
And this collaboration is crucial.
It is.
Especially when you consider the international implications.
Right.
We can't have a fragmented system where every country has its own standards for electronic record keeping and data sharing.
Exactly.
We need a globally harmonized approach.
We do.
To ensure the safety and efficiency of aviation worldwide.
That's right.
And organizations like ARSA are playing a key role.
They are.
In pushing for international cooperation.
Yeah.
They understand that aviation safety is a global responsibility.
Oh.
And they're working to bridge the gaps between different regulatory regimes.
They're doing great work.
It's like they're building a bridge between the analog world of paper records and the digital world of data-driven maintenance.
That's a great way to put it.
And this bridge is essential if we want to unlock the full potential of data in aviation.
It is.
Imagine a future where we can share maintenance data seamlessly across borders. Enabling faster and more effective responses to safety issues.
Right.
That's a powerful vision.
It is.
A future where data flows freely.
Yeah.
And aircraft can practically tell us when they need attention.
Mm-hmm.
How do we get there from here?
Well, first, we need clear guidance from regulators like the FAA.
Okay.
On electronic record keeping standards and data security protocols.
Right.
This guidance needs to be comprehensive and flexible enough to accommodate different systems and technologies.
So a framework that provides structure without stifling innovation.
Exactly.
And then we need to invest in workforce development.
We do.
We need to train the next generation of aviation professionals to be data savvy and technologically adept.
Yes.
And we need to provide opportunities for existing professionals to upskill and embrace these new technologies.
That's right.
It's like we're building a new kind of cockpit,
one
where the controls are data points and algorithms.
Yeah.
And the pilots are skilled technicians who can interpret that data and make informed decisions.
That's a great analogy.
And this new cockpit
will
require a different kind of pilot.
It will.
One who is comfortable with technology.
Yes.
Can think critically.
Uh-huh.
And is constantly learning and adapting.
Absolutely.
So this proposed update, while focused on the seemingly mundane world of paperwork, is actually a sign of a much larger transformation.
It is.
Happening in aviation.
It's a shift towards a more digital, data-driven, and proactive approach.
Right.
To safety and maintenance.
It is.
It is.
And it has the potential to make aviation even safer, more efficient.
It does.
And more sustainable in the long run.
Absolutely.
But it's a journey that will require collaboration, innovation, and a willingness to embrace change.
Couldn't agree more.
Well, this has been a fascinating deep dive.
It has.
Into the world of aircraft maintenance records.
Yes, it has.
We've explored the history, the regulations, the technology, and the challenges that lie ahead. But one thing is clear.
What's up?
The future of aviation is data-driven.
It is.
And this update is a significant step in that direction.
I agree. And while there's still work to be done, I'm optimistic about the future.
Me too.
The industry is coming together to embrace this challenge.
Yeah.
And I'm confident that we'll see significant progress in the years to come.
I agree.
I agree.
And for all of you listeners out there, whether you're pilots, mechanics, or simply passionate about aviation, we encourage you to stay informed, ask questions.
Absolutely.
And engage in this important conversation.
It's important.
The future of aviation safety is a collective responsibility.
It is.
And we all have a role to play.
Well said.
Well said.
And until next time, keep your wings level and your data clean.
I like that.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive.